Hello, and welcome to our Laudit podcast. I'm joined today by Izaz Ali, who's a solicitor here at Laudit. My name is Owen White. I'm a trainee solicitor here. So we've been recently dealing with a live transaction, which is a share sale and asset share sale at the moment. But there's the key kind of documents in relation to that is a asset purchase agreement or an asset sale agreement, and likewise with shares as well. And one of the key things that kind of cropped up in that document is a section regarding warranties. So they're kind of contractual promises that the seller will make to the buyer, and there'll be certain kind of questions asked in relation to that. And then what crops up in respect of that is disclosure as well of certain documents. So Izaz, would you kind of walk us through the key kind of things that you expect to see?
Yeah, so the actual point in relation to warranties are, as you mentioned, the key thing is it's contractual promises set out in a typical asset sale or purchase agreement, and also in a share sale or purchase agreement. The transaction that you and I have been working on as of late involves sale of assets in one company and purchase of shares in another company. And under those agreements specifically, just by way of background, there are certain warranties that a prospective buyer will want from the seller. And it's very, very important when acting for the seller that you read very, very carefully the warranties being sought. And then you go through an exercise with the seller, asking them to go through each and every warranty and see if the warranty is true, if the warranty is not true, and specifically if there's any disclosure that we can make. And when we say disclosure, what we say is that if you read the warranty and there's some exception to it, then you need to be able to sort of wave a flag and say, hi guys, in relation to this particular warranty, there's this to bring to your attention. So by way of example, under our current example that we're going to give of a live client matter, we have had an issue which the regulator of our client business, so they're in a regulated profession, and the regulator has raised some concerns over the running of a business, and as a direct result of which, there in the agreement, there's a general warranty to say something along the lines of, has there been any investigation by the regulator or in the past, say, 3 years, for example, or any breach notices or anything in relation to that. And so specific, although that's quite a wide warranty, in relation to that, we would have to disclose that, yes, there's been an issue raised by the regulator. And then as part of that disclosure, we would give what we call a full and frank account of what's happened. And we would effectively set out what the nature of the complaint is, what correspondence has been given, what has been the response, what's the plan of action to put things right, so that you can give the complete picture to the prospective purchaser, so that they make an informed decision in relation to that and the purchase generally, but importantly for the seller, that they cannot then be accused of a breach of a warranty because of that particular warranty, because they've given full and frank disclosure of it.
So it's kind of in the best interest of both parties to see all of the documentation in relation to the warranties if there is, say, an issue that crops up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what can happen is, just sort of take that a step further, a prospective purchaser could say, well, look, I'm a little bit concerned because that's not been resolved, so I need your assurances that at your cost and expense that you will assist us post-completion to deal with any aspect of that investigation, because clearly it relates to the period that you were in charge and you were the owner of that particular asset or business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of thing that they could request. Other things they could request: a potential retention of some money as part of the sale proceeds, For them to say, well, okay, if we're paying X as the purchase price, for example, if we're paying $450,000 as the purchase price, we want to retain $25,000 of that, hold that in escrow for a period of, say, 6 months or a year, pending the resolution of this and for this matter to go to bed, in case there are some additional costs or fines imposed by the regulator, in which case we as owners of the new company, or owners of the existing company, I should say, will be fined, and we need to have sufficient funds to be able to do that. So there's various sort of options that you can do, but it's something that I say to every seller that you should read through the warranties that you give with very, you know, in detail, so very carefully, so you don't fall foul of them.
And so you can get your ducks in the row and kind of disclose all of the relevant information in respect to the same.
Yeah, and just taking that discussion one step further, if there is an area of concern for a prospective purchaser, the purchaser could ask in relation to that particular thing, they could ask for an indemnity. So an indemnity will mean that on a, you know, they won't need to prove the actual loss and go to court and look at the reasonableness of it and the remoteness of it. They can just literally claim pound for pound the cost and expense in relation to them having to adhere to that, or as a result of that breach of warranty, this is the cost and expense we've been put to, and we want you to cover that, and the cover is through the means of the actual indemnity.
Is there a time limit on the indemnities, or are they kind of perpetual?
No, so yes, very sensible to always agree a time limit on the indemnities, and also to agree with a fine tooth comb, just be very particular about the extent of the warranty and indemnity. So you're giving an indemnity, what's the duration of it, and exactly what am I indemnifying? So you need to indemnify only that one thing and not everything else. So it's very, very particular. And as I said, once you top it with the actual time frame, and also if you can, push the buyers to sort of come up and work with them to come up with a figure to think, well, reasonably, if this was to arise, if this was an issue, then this is a sort of cost and expense. See if you can cap the cost and expense to that indemnity. So you're kind of ring-fencing the liability there. So, I mean, that's in the round a discussion with regards to that. So back to the sort of matter at hand, after our discussion with the client and going through some correspondence with the regulator, the client was happy in any event to make a disclosure in relation to that. And often the case that when you make a disclosure against one warranty, because warranties are generally quite widely written, a disclosure against one warranty is usually a disclosure against several others. So it's important to capture the other warranties that you're making that disclosure against, so that it's, you know, it's critical and it's clear that we are providing this information in relation to these warranties.
I think that kind of covers the key points in relation to warranties, indemnities. So if you have any questions, or you're looking to sell or purchase a business, then please feel free to get in touch with us and contact us. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.